Welcome to this VHIA podcast episode. I'm Duncan Bolsch, Workforce Manager at VHIA, and welcome to Adjunct Professor Shane Crowe, Executive Director of Nursing and Midwifery at Western Health. Welcome, Shane.
Well, thanks, Duncan. Great to be here.
Fantastic. As always, Shane, we're going to start off by showing a couple of images on the screen that we'd like you to take a guess at what those images are, and that'll be a clue to actually what we're talking about today. So I'm going to pop the first image up on the screen, and if you can just describe what you're seeing.
Okay, thanks, Duncan. So let me see. So we've got a guy sitting there with his hands on his hips looking at looks like a lot of data. And, you know, we're looking at a map of the world there as well, and you know, lots of lines going up and down and graphs and things. So I think we're talking about data and you know, potentially maybe workforce data, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely, Shane. Spot on, workforce data. Now I'm going to put up another slide, and this may be a little bit more confusing for you, but can you tell me what you're looking at now?
Oh, there's some big hair there, Duncan. So, and based on the fashions, and it looks like it might be something maybe from the 70s or 80s, and
yeah,
a bit of glam rock, I think.
Getting close.
It wouldn't be the rock band Journey, would it?
That's correct, Shane. So, based on that, what do you think we're talking about today?
Oh, maybe are we talking about a workforce data journey, maybe?
Yes, absolutely. You're spot on, Shane. Well done. We're talking today about Western Health's workforce data journey. Okay, so let's get started, Shane. Firstly, Shane, can you tell me briefly about your role and responsibilities at Western Health?
Yeah, thanks, Duncan. So I'm the Executive Director of Nursing and Midwifery at Western Health, which gives me professional oversight of all the nurses and midwives at Western Health. I always also have responsibility for other portfolios, including safety and quality and Aboriginal health and infection prevention and a number of other things. But yeah, predominantly my focus is on the strategic oversight of the nursing and midwifery profession.
Fantastic. Sounds like you keep yourself busy, Shane. Okay, so we're here to talk about workforce data. The challenge for many health services is having the ability to extract data across what are complex systems and to develop an accurate and understanding of their workforce and workforce needs. Well, some health services have invested in systems and processes to untangle what is at times a complex web of data. Some health services continue to face an uphill battle when it comes to data-driven operational decision-making and strategic workforce planning. Shane, Western Health is one organisation that has invested heavily in processes and systems. How critical is that investment in ensuring the effective and efficient operation of your organisation?
Oh, well, like it's absolutely critical, Duncan. I think, you know, all of us know that workforce costs make up really between, you know, kind of 70 to, you know, sometimes up to 85% of the budget expenditure within healthcare. But also, I think, all of us are needing to understand what's happening in the workforce, because we've obviously got constrained workforce environment at the moment with increasing shortages within all the professions across the healthcare workforce. And so having data is really the first and integral component of actually being able to develop a strategic plan to be able to not only meet the needs of today, but actually be able to put initiatives in place to be able to continue to meet the requirements of tomorrow. So without data, you're kind of doing that on a guess, and that's never a good thing to do.
Okay. So Shane, you've been at Western Health 6 years now, is that right?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, okay. I expect you've been on quite a journey when it comes to building your workforce data systems. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So I suppose when I first landed at Western, we were probably in the position that many other health services, have been in or potentially currently are in, where certainly we had payroll data and master file data, but there was, I suppose, a big question mark around the accuracy and upkeep and maintenance of that data, and of course, financial data as well. But there was, huge missing pieces in terms of how the workforce is being utilized, the makeup of the workforce, the skill mix across areas, how decisions and work was being undertaken from a day-to-day perspective. We were really inefficient in terms of how we were engaging with our supplementary workforce, which led to us having a significant team that were spending a lot of time, on the phones and working really hard, and lots of spreadsheets and post-it notes and all sorts of things, but was inherently, despite everyone's best efforts, inefficient and ineffective, and really not doing the job. So fairly early in my tenure, and particularly, knowing that Western Health was on a significant growth trajectory. So where, I've been there for 6 years, and in that time we've more than doubled in size, and we will double again over the next 6 years. We need to take a really strategic approach to the way we not only work with our workforce on a day-to-day basis, but also put plans in place based on facts and based on needs, in being able to accomplish, the significant challenge that we had ahead. So we went out to an expression of interest to the market. I knew what we wanted, and what I wanted was something that was more than just a rostering system, because we had a rostering system. I needed something that pulled everything together as far as a data system, and we got re responses back, and as a result, we put in place the Healthy Workforce Solutions system, which is a fantastic system because it has a number of different components. It takes care of your day-to-day supplementary staff utilization, but also has extraordinarily powerful reporting, profiling components, which really add to the ability to be able to utilize it in a strategic way. And that's now been in place, Duncan, for over 5 years, and as a result, we've not only been able to achieve significant savings, but actually been able to retain a very low vacancy rate, significantly cut our agency utilization, and have been able to continue to grow the workforce despite all the challenges that have been put in front of us, including COVID.
Great. Okay, quite a journey there. Shane, people often talk about the human resource, or talk about human resource management systems, so IT solutions, resolving their workforce data woes. But I imagine implementing these systems requires, leadership support and ongoing commitment across the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, no one can do anything alone, and no part of an organization could do something without working with other parts of the organization. So integral to the successful implementation of the data solution was really working with our colleagues within, people and culture and finance in particular, but as well as our operational colleagues as well, to make sure that Key things were achieved, like, agreement on data definitions, understanding of, the purpose and role of the software and the functionality and the utilization, the benefits of it. So we're actually maximizing that as well, but also getting it used as a true enterprise system and not something that is, I suppose, seen as, secret nursing and midwifery business that is kind of ignored by others. So certainly, from past implementations, I have learned that that's something really, really important. And we were able to do that successfully at Western Health. That's made a significant positive impact.
Okay, thanks, Shane. Well, I'm guessing, though, it wasn't all smooth sailing, Shane. What are some of the obstacles you had to overcome?
Well, I think, I think the first, obstacle that you come up against, Duncan, and I think it's particularly pertinent at the moment as well, is that, clever software solutions, cost a bit of money, and so having the ability to be able to, work with your chief executive and your executive colleagues and other stakeholders to be able to, I suppose, identify the benefits and the return on investment from actually making, significant investments into strategic workforce software is a real challenge. But I suppose what I can tell you from my experience is that it's an investment that absolutely pays dividends. And so when we put in the strategic the Healthy Workforce Solutions strategic software into Western Health, we without breaking a sweat at all, we're able to pay for the five-year subscription to that service through savings that we achieved in the first financial year. And they weren't difficult savings to make, because what the software did was it allowed us to identify where there was, a surplus FTE which was historically kept in budgets but actually was never utilized and never really recruited to. And so we were able to essentially, without affecting services or affecting anyone's roles, we were able to say to people, thank you, we're going to take that back. And that easily paid for the first 5 years of the software, and then it just went from strength to strength after that. So and then I think the other challenge is, I think, getting everyone aligned in terms of things like data definitions. I know through experience in a previous life to Western Health, we had challenges getting finance and people and culture agreeing on how you define full time, for example, and so getting everyone on the same page in terms of really important definitions around reporting is also a challenge, but one that's absolutely essential to overcome, because where you want to get to is a place where everyone understands and trusts the data, so you move past the discussions where you're justifying or questioning the data and able to move with confidence into action.
Great. Shane, can you quickly describe for us, what the data solution looks like? I think we've got a slide, if we'll pop it up on screen now, showing sort of the integration. But can you just quickly go through and describe what it looks like at an organisational level?
Yeah, sure. So there's a couple of different components to it, Duncan. So probably the base component, and what you need to do to start off with is the FTE profiler, which actually builds up from base each financial year the FTE requirements of your workforce at a cost center level. It allows you to go through and see what has been utilized in the past, but also look ahead as to what is happening across the planned year. And so you can have a look at things like planned closures, you can look at planned growth, but you can also have a look at past activity as well, and actually help you use that to inform future profiling. And so that gives you your baseline recruit to figure or your base FTE figure. Then you also working again across your finance colleagues and people in culture as well, you build in your business rules in terms of things like sick leave and it has all the award requirements in there in terms of annual leave and ADO requirements, things like that as well, and that all gives you your recruit to figure, and then you allow for a sick leave requirement on top of that, which is your budgeted FTE figure, and so. What then the workforce system is able to do is you use that data combined with the data that you get from day-to-day operations within your workforce unit that manages your supplementary staff to make sure that planned and unplanned vacancies are actually covered, uses that information to give you a whole of workforce view in terms of how you're going from a workforce perspective, and you can look at it at an organizational, a divisional, or a cost center level, or a hospital level as well. So you can cut it in a number of different ways, but also it allows you to break down things and see things like where you should the level of annual leave you should have off at any one time versus how much you actually do have off. It also allows you to see the demographics of your workforce, and it also allows you to see things like specialing or additional care resources and rationale, why they're being utilized, how many are being utilized, who's using them and what type and all the rest of it. So essentially the reporting allows you to get a very detailed view at any level around what's happening in the workforce. And so really I use this on a daily basis, and what's fantastic is that it does integrates with our roster solution, and so I have a very real-time view as to what's happening in our workforce at any given point in time, and then we use all this information to pull together a monthly snapshot that we use to inform and educate our operational managers and nurse and midwifery unit managers as well.
Okay. So you've touched a bit on how you use this on a daily basis, Shane. I'm just wondering if you could expand a little bit on how you use your data to inform more of a strategic approach to workforce planning, and perhaps talk a little bit about, give some examples of some of the initiatives that have been successful in your organisation and where you've used data to inform those initiatives.
Absolutely. So probably going hand in hand, Duncan, with the implementation of this software and the data that we received, from it really straight away after implementing it, that combined with looking at broader data, including data from the Nursing and Midwifery Board of Australia, but also data available from the Department of Health, but as well as consultation with our workforce and our leadership group as well. We used that data to develop a strategic workforce plan for nursing and midwifery, which the first plan was from 2019 to 2021. I often say to my team it was the plan we needed to have, which essentially that plan was to address the deficits that we saw in the workforce against the challenges that we knew that were going to occur in that period, to give us a really solid base going forward. And so things that included was, you know, that I saw that we really needed to significantly uplift our early career programs to grow the workforce. I saw from the data that I needed to increase the number of enrolled nurses within our clinical areas, and so we used that data to introduce early career programs for enrolled nurses. We also saw that the participation rates of nurses in postgraduate specialist courses was probably lower than where I needed it to be to meet future demands. And so I used that data to be able to successfully advocate for significant sponsorship of postgraduate programs that allowed us to grow our participation rates by 300% in the first 3 years. And we also saw that in many of our areas we needed to grow the I suppose the mid-career group as well. So it allowed us to introduce a transition to acute care program that is not only a refresher program, but a program that supported nurses working, for example, in aged care, residential aged care, to be able to successfully transition into the acute hospital setting. And so I suppose they're just a couple of areas that we've done. You know, it was a 3-year plan. There was a lot in it. But what we were able to do is in real time measure the impact of each of those programs. But also, you know, what I would say is that, you know, as important as data is, you also need to have capability and capacity for people to be able to look at it and analyze it and be able to, I suppose, horizon gaze to actually see, well, where are we heading and what do we need to do? And so I'm, you know, lucky I've got a fantastic director of nursing and midwifery workforce, and I often get phone calls from her and saying, I think we need to increase the number of this, or I think we need to amend this, or maybe we need to do another program of this particular program, because I've been looking at the data. And you know what? She's never wrong, because it's all based on data.
Right. Shane, I've followed your career quite closely, and I know you're a bit of a whiz at using data. But for a lot of people, using data doesn't come naturally. Can you tell me what sort of supports Western Health puts in place for people who struggle a little bit with data, and how do they use the system that we've just spoken about?
Well, I think that a key component of the good use of this data and the system, Duncan, is obviously you need to, you know, induct people and get them comfortable in using the system, but also the process of working with each cost center manager as well as finance and people in culture to build their FTE requirements in, you know, as a group. We started off in person, now we do it virtually over Teams, but the doing that actually not only gets your data right, but actually also helps those managers really understand their data and understand why things are the way they are, because it gives them an opportunity to to question and clarify things. And so at the end of that session, you know, they have a really good understanding and knowledge of why their FTE is the way it is. And as we know, you know, things like, you know, leave and ADO liabilities, you know, absolutely change from cost center based on you know, the proportion of full-time to part-time staff. And so helping them to understand all of those things, helping them to understand why it's important to continue to, you know, give annual leave throughout the year and not kind of, you know, just through peak periods where it's really popular in school holidays, all of those type of things are really important. But also, we continue to run via our workforce unit you know, support and development sessions throughout throughout the year as part of our leadership programs as well, but also part of our criteria for the selection of the product that we did was that the data is presented in both tabular as well as graphical ways. And so, you know, so like I'm a bit of a graph person myself. Some people who are more maybe financially bent have love tables, but you can get the same data in lots of, you know, in different ways that actually kind of meets your needs, needs, which also helps kind of make that data accessible and more easily understood as well.
So Shane, you've spoken a little bit about some of the data benefits and what you've achieved in your organisation. Are there other things that you've been able to achieve as a result of putting in improved data systems?
Yeah, thanks, Duncan. So I think that you know, no doubt the data has been, you know, incredibly powerful, but yeah, the system also really supported the workforce unit to become far more efficient in doing what they're doing. And so, as I mentioned at the start, you know, when I first started, it was a very large team using very manual systems and processes to manage the supplementary workforce. The system allowed the requirement for of FTE to actually manage the supplementary staff to significantly shrink. But what I did, instead of putting that up as savings, I actually reinvested that FTE that was able to be freed up from the implementation of the system into actually being able to run a far more holistic workforce unit. So we implemented centralized recruitment, which significantly decreased the gap between people leaving roles and you know, nurses or midwives, you know, going into those vacant positions. But also in the past, things were so decentralized that you know, we were advertising for positions and they were, you know, appointing someone good, but potentially there were, you know, a handful of other highly appointable people that were missing out on that role and we were saying goodbye to them. And so centralized recruitment through the efficiency savings that we've got via this system and the utilization of data allowed us to essentially, if someone's good, we never say no to them. We find them a role. So, which has, you know, made a significant impact on our ability to be able to keep on top of our vacancies as well as continue to grow. The other thing I would say as well, Duncan, is that the system really transitioned the way that we interact with our supplementary workforce. So again, when I first commenced at Western Health, you know, we had that large team that spent their whole day on the phone to our wards or to our supplementary staff, pleading them to work shifts. And when I say pleading, it really was pleading, like, you know, can you please, please, please do this shift? Implementing this system actually mixed things up, and because it got everyone off the phones, the system supported everyone in the whole process, knowing what's needed and what's required, but also what's been done about it in real time at any given point in time, which made them significantly more efficient. But also It made our supplementary workforce hungry for work because they knew that as they got a text message through from us, that if they didn't log into their app straight away and confirm the shift, that the shift would be gone by others. And so if they want to work, that they needed to respond to us pretty quickly. And so again, it really changed that dynamic which really led to, again, our supplementary workforce being far more responsive than what they were in the past.
I'm going to sort of end it now, but I just want to, first of all, say a big thank you for talking to us today. Your passion for the use of data to inform both your day-to-day operations and your strategic planning is quite incredible. I just wonder if, as we finish up, whether you could give any other organisations some advice for organisations, I guess, that are starting on their own journey towards workforce data systems. What's the one piece of advice that you would give them?
Oh, I think, you know, Duncan, it's, you know, workforce is a challenging element to manage, and it changes often and always, and it's probably the most challenging that it's ever been, certainly in my career at the moment. But I think it's not always an easy journey, and it is a long haul, and you need to have the systems and processes in place to allow you to be successful long term, and no one solution is ever going to do everything for you. So it needs to be a combination of anything. But I think, being inspired by your original picture of the Big Head band, Duncan, and in the words of Journey, I think don't stop believing.
Fantastic. Thank you, Shane. And again, appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, Duncan.
Thank you. DHIV.com